Good morning. It is 5 o'clock, WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it's 26 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about content on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
In Murthy versus Missouri, the White House is accused of violating free speech by requesting social media platforms remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. The suit was brought by attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri, along with other individuals. A ruling in their favor would block the White House from contacting social media companies.
ABC's Brian Clark. Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his reelection to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in the presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of the drones, unclear how many, if any, got through. This is ABC News. Milwaukee hosts the Republican National Convention this summer. Bar owner Ricky Ramirez wants no part of it and is closing that week.
It's just better for us, like, to not have to deal with this.
And it's not just the Republicans. Ramirez hates both parties.
I think I would have done it if it was the DNC. Like, you know, there's a lot to be upset about right now. And they don't deserve a party.
The convention runs July 15th through the 18th. The entertainer who goes by the stage name Bad Bunny is suing a so-called content producer in Spain for posting bootlegs of songs from his current tour.
The defendant accused of posting 10 full songs on YouTube from the launch of the rapper's Most Wanted tour in Salt Lake City, showing live performances of mega hits like Efecto. In a federal lawsuit, Bad Bunny's attorneys calling the clips bootlegs, arguing they lure viewers and advertisers away from Bad Bunny's authorized videos.
ABC's Rena Roy. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's the forecast for Monday morning. Looks like a high of 36 later today. Still quite cool with northwest winds at 7 to 14. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 26. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer, a high of 52. Tuesday night, a low of 20. For Wednesday, 34 with sunshine. Thursday, 36 with snow likely Thursday night, 2 to 4 inches possible. For Friday, a high of 37. For Saturday, 36. And Sunday, 39. Sounds more like, much more like March weather. 38 was yesterday's high. The morning low today, after a midnight reading of 27, is our current mark. It is 26 degrees. Today is Monday, March 18th. It is time to officially start the broadcast day here on WRCO.
Stripes and blue. I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
We start the day in a positive way. That was Johnny Cash and A Ragged Old Flag. Before that, Faith Hill doing our national anthem. Good morning, kids. It's time for us to get together again, the old Light in the Milk House show. Time to get going here, getting the work going, and a little chilly out there. I'm not a fan, but what do you do? We're at 26 degrees on a Monday. Let's start those chores.
Play. They're there all the time.
Well, I don't want to sound like a demanding. I just want to get a little understanding. If I don't love you, grits ain't groceries, and that's on every old man's plate.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. Up trash, he puts it in a garbage can, and that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town, 'cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head. And tell me what you told my friends if you think you're brave enough, and I'll show you what a real woman is since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town, 'cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head, and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a sendin' my babies a saint, 'cause he ain't that, he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna.
Let that be a warning there, girl. That's Loretta Lynn on WRCO Radio and Fist City. A reminder today, a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 9 until 2 at Baraboo High School. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Vernon County Over 50 will host Tai Chi exercise at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall. That's today from 1 until 1:45. It will be available via Zoom at the Viroqua and Ontario Public Libraries. For further information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082. Also a reminder today, there will be a Red Cross blood drive tomorrow in Muscadet. The Muscadet Community Drive from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Catholic Church Gym. For an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Appointments are strongly encouraged and appreciated, and walk-ins will be taken when possible. We hope you had a good weekend. Hopefully you didn't overdo it yesterday on the St. Paddy's Day stuff. But otherwise, it's back to it here on a Monday, March 18th. And here's Kenny Rogers featuring Dolly Parton.
What will I do when you're gone? Gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile, shake their hands, but you can't make old friends. You can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and you since way back when, but you can't make Must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No.
Great tune, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton on the Light in the Mill Cow Show, and You Can't Make Old Friends. It's quite a weekend for sports, especially basketball. We'll check out some scores next.
Markets were higher again this week at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein Bull calves sold from $4.30 to $6.50, crossbred calves up to $8.90, and the lighter weight heifers and Jersey calves $2 to $3.50. Slaughter cows sold from 97 to 135, topping at 140. Fleshy Holstein heifers 134 to 152, and bulls up to 120. We had 13 black heifers selling from 1975 to 2450. Black cows up to 2200, and Charolais crossbred cows 16 to 18. Stay tuned for our next beef cow sale. If you're looking for pasture cattle, Colton can vaccinate the cattle you purchase so they're ready to go out to grass. Whether you're selling or buying, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is the place to go. With over 95 years of experience, Darren, Colton, and Jim will provide you with a very competitive market.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services. Today's Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Terrence Shannon Jr. took over the Big Ten tournament and put Illinois in position for bigger goals. He scored 34 in the championship game to lead Illinois past Wisconsin yesterday. Illinois has the number 3 seed in the East region in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers, second in the Big Ten, will pick up a number 5 seed and will play on Friday night in the opening round. Donovan Klingon had 22 and a career best 16 points, 16 rebounds, that is. Jalen Stewart gave number two UConn an unexpected boost with three second-half three-pointers during a decisive surge, and the Huskies beat number 10 Marquette 73-57 to win the Big East tournament. Elsewhere yesterday in basketball, the Bucks were winners against their opponent, Phoenix, 140-129. Damian Lillard had 31 points and 16 assists, and Bobby Portis had 31 points and 10 rebounds to lead Milwaukee past the Phoenix Suns, 140-129. The Bucks hit 24 three-pointers to win without star Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was out with left hamstring soreness. Elsewhere, it was Miami 104, Detroit 101, Dallas over Denver 107-105, Orlando over Toronto 111-96, Boston 130, Washington 104, San Antonio beat Brooklyn 122-115 in overtime, and Atlanta 110, the Clippers 93. From the NHL, the Rangers 5-2 over the Islanders, Vegas 3, New Jersey 1, Carolina 7-2 over Ottawa, Chicago 5, San Jose 2, Winnipeg 6-1 over Columbus, Pittsburgh 6, Detroit 3, St. Louis 4-2 over Anaheim. From the Major League Baseball preseason, it was the Brewers over Kansas City yesterday by a score of 6-4. Toronto 9, Minnesota 4, White Sox 3, and Oakland 3 as well. A deadlock there in the spring game. St. Louis 10-6 over Houston, and the Cubs beat Texas 8-6.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
We're at 26 degrees. Today's high temperature will be at 36 with gradual clearing. Northwest winds at 7 to 14. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 26. 52 tomorrow. Wednesday, 34, and maybe some snow chances Thursday. 2 to 4 inches possible Thursday night. Boo, hiss. Anyway, I was not a fan of the weekend weather, that's for sure. That's just me doing a little Monday morning grumbling, but and that wind. Wasn't so bad without the wind, but I had to go back and find my old winter coat yesterday morning. Well, let's warm up with the aerobic polka, shall we? We'll be right back. Richie Yurkovich and the band. That was Gary's polka right there. Good for Ailsia, stretching out after. Hopefully you didn't hurt yourself doing the Irish jig yesterday.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Short track, don't you ever look back. You'll find yourself a pushing up a daisy. And it's a pretty good life if you ain't got a wife or anybody else that'll worry. Set your pace at the start of the race and you wind up. Nothing but a fool's game, but sometimes the fool is the winner. Someday there's good days, some days there's bad days, but every day the gravy gets thinner. Cause it's a long, long way to Daytona. You go tell everybody that I'm gone. With the grace of God and a fast hot rod, I'll ride around that big old track someday.
Mel Tillis on the radio. It's a long way to Daytona. We're at 26. That is the overnight low here at WRCO Studios. And the time now is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
One lawmaker says farm bill work needs to pick up steam. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, USDA's chief economist says U.S. soybeans and corn continue to face a lot of competition on the global market, mostly from Brazil. But Seth Meyer tells Brownfield,
I think one of the bright spots has been that domestic demand has held up pretty well for soybean crush in the United States.
As for corn,
the Chinese are now taking Brazilian corn. We've got brand new competition in one of the big destinations for corn, and that's providing us a real challenge.
And Meyer says that could lead to a shift in acreage this spring.
At AOF, we suggested maybe we'll have a little bit less corn acres, a little bit more bean acres next year compared to this year, in part because you see the bean to corn price ratio reflecting, you know, some strength in beans, and maybe that's why you'll see more bean acres and less corn. And I think part of that support is domestic demand.
The USDA's prospective plantings report comes out March 28th. One lawmaker says farm bill work needs to pick up steam in Congress. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says the clock is ticking.
If we don't get a bill out of committee by March or early April, I don't think we're going to get a five-year farm bill.
During a call with reporters, the Iowa Republican said another one-year extension could be likely. Ethanol leaders are asking the EPA to permanently allow year-round E15 fuel nationwide. Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol tells Brownfield,
we're going to be meeting with EPA to impress upon them the importance of doing those emergency waivers as they did back in 2022 and 2023. We'll also be meeting with Congress because ultimately we don't want to rely on emergency steps.
And as for EPA granting the necessary E15 waivers for this summer, Jennings says the conditions are right to grant them.
I feel cautiously optimistic we are going to get these waivers. Some of the conditions in the market that have existed the last couple of years due to the geopolitical problems with the war in Ukraine. Now we have some Red Sea tensions.
Jennings says the Next Generation Fuels Act being considered by both the House and Senate would create a new high-octane standard and allow E15 year-round nationwide. The USDA says it continues to see a rise in interest from the ag industry for conservation programs. Robert Bonney, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says there have been more applications than resources.
We have 1.7 million acres right now that have been enrolled. Those numbers are from late December, so we expect them to continue to grow.
USDA says it's investing more than $3.1 billion for 141 projects through Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation says the spring thaw and Class 2 road weight restrictions on state highways, zones 2 through 5, ended at midnight. Some county, city, town, and village roads may still have weight restrictions. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
An active end of the week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs close higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. There was a moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place Thursday and Friday. For the week, live deals in the South were at $186, a dollar higher than the previous week's business. Live deals in Nebraska range from $187 to $190, well above the prior week's business. Dress deals range from $294 to $301, steady to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, the market was very active. There was a large crowd both in-house and online. Receipts were down from the most recent sale and on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 627 pounds, brought $313 to $332. Feeder steer, 653 to 694 pounds, brought $290 to $306. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 588 to 599 pounds, brought $295 to $301.50. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice was $1.12 higher at $3.11.90. Select closed 71 cents higher at $3.02.40. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, up 16,000 on the week and about steady on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were aggressive in their procurement efforts throughout the week and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork is strong on the global market and has seen a boost domestically. Both provide some price support. The industry continues to monitor hog weights, which are still running above year-ago levels, supplies of market-ready hogs, and pork values, which haven't been consistent recently. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 24 cents higher with a weighted average of $79.94. The Iowa Minnesota closed 93 cents higher with a weighted average of $80.70, and the Western Corn Belt was 61 cents higher with a weighted average of $80.32. Pork values end of the day higher, up 22 cents at $93.47. Butts were sharply higher. Loins were also higher. Hams, ribs, picnics, and bellies were weak to lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 444,000 head. That's up 2,000 on the week and down about 21,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, watching the rest of the week's direct business develop at higher prices. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly at 186 live and 298 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are both up modestly, keeping an eye on weather in South America. May beans were three higher at 11.98 and a quarter. July was up 2 3/4 at 12.12 and a half. May corn is up 3 at 4.36 3/4. July was 2 3/4 higher at 4.49. Live and feeder cattle were supported by that direct trade during the session. April live was up 30 at 187.25, and June was 22 higher at 183.60. April feeders are up 95 at 252.12. And also supported by the cash and wholesale business during Friday's session, April hogs are up $1.90 at 86.92. June lean to end the week was $1.05 higher at 102.47. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Tomorrow is National Ag Day. How you can be a part of it next on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Many communities across the country have events planned around National Ag Day tomorrow. The annual observance is organized by the Agriculture Council of America. Jenny Badding, who works for John Deere, is chair of the council's board of directors.
This day is really to recognize those that help provide food, fuel, and fiber to the world, and educating folks on the amazing work that our farmers, ranchers, and producers do day in and day out.
Ag Day includes on-site activities in Washington, D.C. Badding says there's also a virtual option.
We know that not everybody can be in Washington, D.C. for National Ag Day, and we actually have an Ag Day virtual event that starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. It's free of charge. Folks just can register for the event at agday.org.
Ag Day tomorrow is the kickoff for National Ag Week. Badding says it all serves to remind folks of the importance of agriculture to all of us.
Our organization, we really believe that every American should understand how food and fiber products are produced and appreciate the role that agriculture plays in our life, and also acknowledge and consider career opportunities in agriculture.
Again, you can learn more at agday.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
A market advisor says the dairy prices are a reflection of export activity. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield the cheese market is one example of how the export market is impacting dairy prices.
The volume of barrels trading on the exchange pick up this week, which tends to be a telltale sign that, hey, maybe those spot cheese exports have dried up.
Burgess says new data confirms the correlation between dairy prices and export sales.
Back at the end of 2023, prices were really low. We got new trade data out that showed, hey, sure enough, after some low prices, we had some pretty solid cheese exports during the month of January. Our prices went higher, and it seems like those exports dried up, and our markets went tumbling lower again here over the past week.
Burgess thinks the worst of the dairy prices are behind us in January, but says it's hard to tell if they will get much better. Milk futures were lower and the cash dairy markets mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. March Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 1643. April down 24 at 1601. May down 34 cents at 1642. June down 33 at 1723. July through January contracts range from unchanged in October to 26 cents lower in July. Friday's Class 3 trade volume was lower with 1,964 contracts. Dry whey was up a half cent to 44.5, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down a quarter of a cent to 147, four sales there. Barrels went up a penny to 144.25 with three sales. Butter down 2.5 cents at 282.25, but no sales. Now that dry milk unchanged at 116.25 and no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario, and pretty amazing. That made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton on Tim Stock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. We will call the market $10 to $15 higher. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large browns topped at $165 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We are looking for spring consignments for our upcoming boats, campers, and lawnmowers sale for this spring. We are also working on a few online only auctions as well. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsocauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestitude. Have a great day.
Today's forecast for southwest Wisconsin calls for a high of 36, gradual clearing today and still quite cool. Winds from the northwest between 7 and 14. For tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 26. Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy and much warmer, a high of 52. 34 for Wednesday's high. So we're getting into some more, I guess, typical March weather. Now, as we get past the middle of the month, it is 26 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low.
If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Sky to prove that I love you, I would jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
If I sent a rose to you, how every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white, how every time I cried all night, you'd have a of roses. And if I took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send
a rose or two. Don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you. Took the petals and would tear them all apart. You'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a rose. I just want my arms around you.
Mickey Gilley at the keys and a room full of roses on WRCO. It is 7 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. From The Lost and Found, a ring that was lost a month ago in the Walmart parking lot. The ring is 3 rings, engagement, wedding, and anniversary, soldered together. If you find it or have found it, please call 608-475-4311. That is 608-475-4311 from The Lost and Found. Well, we'll get Tony in with his take on weather in just a little bit here. A look at not only today, but through the week and the possibility of, oh boy, needing a snow shovel by Thursday night into Friday. Hey, we'll see.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy Find New Roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation invites one and all to the bowling tournament fundraiser held Sunday, March 24th at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It's an 8-pin tap individual tournament. Shifts at 11 and 1:30. The cost, $15 to bowl 3 games. Door prizes and 50-50 raffle. Pre-register by calling Greg Kinney at 537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl at 375-2200. You can also register the day of the event. Come and have some fun at the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation Bowling Tournament Fundraiser, Sunday, March 24th at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still pretty chilly across the area today with temperatures running about 10 degrees below normal, but at least we'll see more sunshine developing as high pressure gradually works in. Now, tomorrow we're going to see some warmer air flow in thanks to a weather system sliding through southern Canada, dragging in some warmer air to Wisconsin. That'll be temporary, though, with another shot of cold air coming down from northern Canada for tomorrow night and Wednesday. And some wintry weather conditions continue through the rest of the week with a weather system sliding in from the northern plains by Thursday night. That should bring some accumulating snow to much of our region. Right now it looks like a couple inches, so watch out for slippery, snowy travel Thursday night into early Friday. Looks like a large storm could move across the Midwest towards Sunday and Monday of next weekend, and that could bring some heavy precipitation. It's still too early to say if it's going to be mostly rain or mostly snow or ice, so be sure to check in for updates. Here's that forecast for today. Variably cloudy in the morning, then gradual clearing, still rather chilly. High near 36 with a northwest wind of 7 to 14. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low at 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer with a high of 52. Northwest wind 15 to 25. Tuesday night, partly cloudy to clear, breezy and turning much colder, low near 20. Wednesday, sunny or partly cloudy and cool with a high of 34 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 20. Heading into Thursday, clouds thickening, low at 14 with a high of 36. Snow likely Thursday night with 2 to 4 inches possible. Friday, chance of snow showers in the morning, mostly cloudy, low 23 with a high near 37. On Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, low temperature 18 with a high of 36, slight chance of light snow at night. Come Sunday, breezy with a 60% chance of snow or wintry mix, low 19 degrees with a high of 39. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Bank. 26 degrees with partly cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 38. We did receive a few flurries. 80 degrees, the record high for March 18th. That goes back to 2012. The record low, 8 below zero in 1923. Last year's high was 26 and the low, 9. Sunset will happen at 7:11 this evening. Sunrise time, 7 minutes after 7, coming up for the morning, and it looks like the air is calm right now.